In 1960, the Reed-Solomon codes came along. They actually were later than the Bose-Chaudhary-Hoekenkamp codes. And at that time, people considered them only a curiosity. Why? Because, you see, I've shown this here without saying what the alphabet of the input digits and the output digits are here. Up till now, like on the Hamming codes, those are binary digits, and the Golic 2312 code are binary digits. But you can use this to describe a coder of dimensionless rate k over n for any size alphabet. And in the Reed-Solomon codes, you need a big alphabet to get interesting codes, because if the alphabet has Q letters in it, then the longest Reed-Solomon code is Q minus 1. Now, Jack Wolf later showed that you could extend that to Q and Q plus 1, and that's the end. They can't be extended farther, but the original Reed-Solomon codes, in fact, in their nice cyclic form, are limited to length Q minus 1. So you have to go to, as people here well know about, things like codes over bytes. You work over the Galois field of 256 elements. Okay, then you can have a code of length 255 bytes in a code word. Okay, you can choose k, the number of information bytes, to be anything you want. And the Hamming distance will be the best you can possibly get, the number of parity bytes, the number of redundant bytes plus 1. Number of redundant bytes. And such a code is called a maximum distance separable code. But that's measured in symbols. So you might have a code that has, for example, a bytecode that has Hamming distance 33. It's 16 correcting. It means it'll correct 16 byte errors. But you can have, in 16 bytes, you could have up to 8 times 16, 128 bit errors. But that code can't correct a random pattern of 128 bit errors. They've got to be lumped into at most 16 bytes. Anyway, people didn't think that that was a practical scheme at that point. Also, there was no decoding algorithm known either for the BCH codes or the Reed-Solomon codes at that point. Both of them seemed, this one seemed like it was going to be practical, because there you could find binary codes of long lengths and wide variety of rates with large minimum distance, at least up to lengths in the order of 1,000 or so. The codes actually met the so-called asymptotic Varshamov-Gilbert bound, that even out to lengths 1,000.